Could you begin by introducing yourself?
I'm Leila Abdelrahim, and I study wildlife, human and non-human animals, their interactions, cultures, and specifically lately I've been examining the very concept of education, because this is linked to the reproduction of not only people, but also of specific sets of paradigms, knowledges, cultures, and behavior that are seem to be important to be transmitted to keep the civilized order working.
What is your relation with school?
Studying the or critiquing civilization and culture and ways of transmitting these knowledges to future generations basically made me examine the concept itself that exists only in civilized human society, that is based on an understanding of people and children, first of all, as incapable of learning the right knowledge, how to live in the world. And by this, of course, the civilized mean in a civilized world, domesticated world. And so, first of all, you mistrust them to learn, because obviously these knowledges are not natural. All other species, all the children, are perfectly capable of learning how to live in their diverse biospheres and societies. So by taking children and forcing them to learn a certain standard, first of all, you preclude the fact that they will be free to explore new ways. So you kind of make sure that the paradigm repeats itself. And the question is, then, why do you need to do this? Why do you need to educate and force children, and then later they grow into adolescents and youth and adults, to learn specific things? And what are these things? So first of all, you have to get something from these people, right? So in a way, you invest in their pedagogy, in forcing them to learn what you need, because they have to yield and live and give you what you need. So this is the concept of domestication itself, which I critique the concept itself of education. And of course, like, you know, you can look at the whole history of education, how we came to the point where we are today with obligatory schooling, and it ranges from public schooling. Most children go to public schooling, others go to private schools, then young adults continue on to high school, colleges, cégeps, or universities, which are all linked to the same paradigm of what it is you want these people to know, what it is you want them to do. Basically, you need to domesticate them. So my critique of education itself is the very first thing that comes to mind. But of course, not everything is black and white, and not everything is as clear cut, because obviously, at the same time, the higher you get in education and academia, the more researchers, people who study, you know, cultures and systems of thought, are aware of these problems, and there's resistance and there's questioning. Nonetheless, in a capitalist mode in which our civilization is expressed today, this questioning is basically what Noam Chomsky said, is basically recuperated, commercialized. It kind of starts serving the very system that these critiques are aimed at. So on the one hand, then, there's a big problem with the body of knowledge that is being, and especially, particularly, the methodology by which this education is being transmitted. The second problem is that the capitalist structure itself, the way it domesticates the teacher who is the domesticator, it feeds the teacher, the one who's capable of rebelling and critiquing and challenging and unteaching, undoing the whole thing, is domesticated because is paid just like tiny bit enough to kind of keep wanting to do it more. Then there's the whole structure of who enters into higher educational structures, who is domesticated in schools to go and serve as soldiers or service society, you know, you serve industrial societies, you work in the factories, then most of the people who are schooled are geared towards these domains. And then the elite, who come from the elite, are geared towards the higher kind of knowledge, the higher questioning, the understanding of humans, how to run the whole show. And then it becomes important to kind of sell the myth that this kind of education, this kind of domestication, is the only way for the resources, those who are going to be working and running the whole, making sure that the whole show runs, will buy into it and buy it. So the tuition aspect that is now standing so acutely here in Quebec is an intricate part of the whole way in which the system of domestication functions.
What is your point of view on the student strike, and how are you feeling about this type of struggle?
Okay, so of course, like I said, in light of my critique of the education itself, I would have liked to see more of a questioning of what type of education the students are fighting for, because at this point the majority of the students are buying into the paradigm of owner-slave relationships, where the owners of businesses, the landlords who own land, ownership of resources, of human resources, of animal resources, plant, so-called natural resources. The students who are protesting simply the hike, okay, it's good, you know, they have these principles of not wanting to go the full capitalist way, but they're still buying into the system where they don't want to pay more for participating as future parasited resources who will continue ravaging and parasiting off the world. They do not see the world as an entity. They do not know. And this education system is not geared to let them understand, feel, empathize, feel the sentience, the pain of the world that they are ravaging, that they are going to be working on. You know, they want to work. And so basically my critique is then, well, why bother with the $300 strike? So it goes further. I join the ideas of class. Their agenda is to have education for free for everyone, because mostly the ones who are going to be left behind, they're already left behind because of the economic situation, the disparities. So in any case, the problem then with getting the free education is that it's not going to solve the problem that these people are still going to be domesticated. So the question some voices, some professors and some students, but very few, a minority, are asking is that the structure itself of academia, what is being taught in academia, the goals and the methods should be questioned and challenged and changed so that they would yield more conscientious people, people who know the world, people who learn how to live in the world, and which, again, they are capable of learning by themselves when they are children. We don't need schools for that. We could have community centers, we could have the way it's been done, you know, through millennia before civilization. I mean, human animals and non-human animals, they all are perfectly capable of learning about the world, enjoying the world, interacting creatively, socially with the world. We're all part of this world. And in this domestication, in this civilized pedagogies, we are being misled. We are being forced to learn how to live in bondage. And so, in this respect, then, the education system itself has to be dismantled. I can see how there could be, later on, research centers. You know, it's like in Europe, for example, the Free University, Collège de France in France. In Brussels, there's the Free University, where originally the idea was that what people who are passionate about learning certain discipline, and usually these disciplines extend to other disciplines, they're multidisciplinary, they share with anyone who's willing to come and learn. And this is how it should be. But if we see the need for a civilized order of human resources working on extracting other resources, non-human resources, natural and animal labor and animal lives, animal flesh, you know, the industry, the meat industry, then of course such education is needed. And personally, then I really don't have much support for, you know, I don't care if it's free or not free. In the end, the whole system should be revised. So, in short, basically, then people should explore possibilities of free education, free schools, in terms of that they are not engaged in capitalist, civilized pedagogies and knowledges, and working towards building these centers of knowledge that help us tune back into the world and not continue being separate from the world. In this respect, the class is, and some groups at Concordia, the Kuperg, and a few other groups and initiatives to bring the university to the streets, are making these steps. Professors are supporting them, but the university administration is cutting funds and budgets, and so basically the whole domesticating premise, you starve your resources into forcing them to do and learn what you want them to learn. And there has to be strong resistance and more people joining and supporting these groups. So basically, good luck. Because the irony with the whole situation where students want to get this education either for tuition or for free is that since education is colonization of our minds, our desires, our bodies, to want to join the ranks of human resources and to exploit and use the world and consume the world, then the irony is that the students want to be educated and colonized, and they're willing to pay for it.